happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to
say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
I always will, as
long has ended me. I miss him so much when he's gone, but when he's near me, I don't let on. The way I feel inside, the love I have to hide, the L I've got, my pride. As long as he needs me, he doesn't say the things he should, he acts the way he thinks he should, but all the same I'll play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly. As long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him, right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As long as he needs me, if you are lonely, then you will know, when someone needs you, you love them so.
Is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun. Just a step beyond the
somewhere over the rainbow.
why, then oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh why can't I?
Let's see if I can make it easier. Do, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to dough. Oh, oh, oh.
Dough!
A deer, a female deer.
Ray!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Far!
A long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread. La!
A note to follow so.
A drink of jam and bread.
That will bring us back to dough.
A golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Come, a long, long way to run. So, a needle-pulling thread. Love, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread.
That will bring us back to dough. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, so, do. Now, children, do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
Can you do that?
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do.
Put it all together.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
Good. But it doesn't mean anything.
So we put in words. One word for every note. Like this.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything
together.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Do,
a deer, a female deer, red, a drop of golden sun. E, a name I call myself.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
A doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, pa.
He's called the hidden paw, for He's a master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He's broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakier stare. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. You may seek him in a basement. You may look up in the air. But I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there! McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You would know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined in thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. For he's a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in the by street, you may see him in the square. But when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable. I know he cheats at cards. And his footprints are not found in any files of Scotland Yard. And when the lard is looted, or the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing,
or another peach being stifled,
or the greenhouse glass is broken, and the trellis past repair, there's the wonder of the thing.
McCavity's not there.
Wasn't there.
And they say that all the Catsall's wicked deeds are widely known. I might mention Mungo Jerry,
Rumble Teaser, Gribblebone,
are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls the operations, the Napoleon of crime.
McCavity's not there.
Thank you. made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each lobby will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a biddy-biddy rich, idle-diddle-diddle-diddle man, I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to phone on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebetavia, pardon me, Rebetavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am.
Would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy
the Wizard of Oz has won because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Consider yourself.
Yes, one of us.
Consider yourself.
tongue. He's a curious cat. If you offer me pheasant, I'd rather have grouse. If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I only want a house. If you set me on a mouse, then I only want a rat. If you set me on a rat, then I'd rather taste a mouse. The rat-tongue is a curious cat, and there isn't any call for me to shout it, for he will do as he do, do, and there's no doing anything about it.
The rat-tongue is a terrible bore.
When he let me in, then I want to go out. I'm always on the wrong side of every door. As soon as I'm at home, then I like to get about. I like to lie in the bureau drawer, but I make such a fuss if I can't get out. The rat-tong-tong is a curious cat, and there isn't any use for you to doubt it, for he will do as he do, do, and there's no doing anything about it.
The rat-tong-tong is a curious beast.
My disobliging ways are a matter of habit. If you offer me fish, then I only want a feast. When there isn't any fish, then I won't eat rabbit. If you offer me cream, then I sniff and sneer, for I only like what I find for myself. So you catch me in it right up to my ears if you put it away on the larder shelf. The rat-tong-tong is out of annoying. The rat-tong-tong doesn't care for a cuddle, but I leap on your lap in the middle of your sewing. But there's nothing I enjoy like a horrible muddle.
The rat-tong-tong is a curious cat. The rat-tong-tong doesn't care for a cuddle. The rat-tong-tong is a curious cat,
and there isn't any need for me to spout it. There's no doing anything about a wow, a wow.
You ought to ask Mr. Mistoffelees, the original conjuring cat.
The greatest magicians have something to learn from Mr. Mistoffelees' conjuring turn. And we all say, oh well, I never as magical Mr. Mistoffelees. Oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistoffelees.
He is quiet and small, he is black, from his ears to the tip of his tail. He can creep through the tiniest crack, he can walk on the narrowest rail. He can pick any card from a pack. He is equally cunning with dice. He is always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting for mice. He can play any trick with a cork or a spoon and a bit of fish paste. If you look for a knife or a fork and you think it is merely misplaced,
you have seen it one moment and then it is gone. You'll find it next week lying out on the lawn. And we all say, oh well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistoffelees. Oh well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistoffelees.
His manner is vague and aloof, you would think there was nobody shyer, but his voice has been heard on the roof when he was curled up by the fire. And he's sometimes been heard by the fire when he was about on the roof. At least we all heard that somebody heard, which is incontestable proof of his singular magical powers.
the garden for hours when he was asleep in the hall. And not long ago, this phenomenal cat produced 7 kittens right out of a hat. And we all say,
oh, well, and never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mustafa.